Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, and we're doing it with a new friend, Hillary Gamm. I'm Jim Blasingame. Hillary is a nationally recognized leader in technology around the globe, as well on an expert in the as a thought leader in the world of technology. She's a deep thinker, and she has a lot of great ideas, which she has condensed into a very compelling and cogent book called Billions Lost. Billions Lost, The American Tech Crisis and the Roadmap to Change. Hillary, it's just out now and available at Amazon?
Yes, it is, sir.
All right, so check it out, folks. Billions Lost. Hillary, she spells it a little different than most ladies, and Gamm with two M's on the end. Hillary T. Gamm is the name of the book. Hillary, you and I are singing on the same music is that we need to get people talking about the fact that the next level of change is not only is it going to be a quantum leap change, it's going to be change in something that we've never even seen before. I mean, for goodness sakes, a quantum computer, which is literally on the doorstep right now, has components that can exist in two places at once. When you start throwing that kind of power into the marketplace, we have to talk about what are we doing with our technology? How are we? And in, for America, we have to decide what do we own, what do we protect, what do we leverage, and how do we defend it? Right.
That's right. Yep. And interestingly, as you had said, it's moving a quantum leap. So you know, one of the things people don't talk about is encryption. You know, American companies get, you know, dinged because they are allowing people to get on their technology, you know, and do nefarious things. Well, there's all these companies, smaller companies, located in various places in the world that have this encryption software that allows people to communicate totally encrypted, totally
right.
Secure on the Internet. And that's, you know, that's not a great thing. Most people don't know about that, and they don't know about that happening. And people hear a little bit about the dark web. There's other things that, you know, go on in terms of people don't realize when they're getting a quote-unquote free app and they're giving all their data over, that data is, you know, they own it. You know,
can I stop you for a second there, Hillary? People who would never give your contact information to a stranger, if a stranger walked up and said, can I have Hillary's contact information? You know her, and I'd like to get in touch with her. If they didn't know that person, they wouldn't even think about giving your information to that stranger, and then they turn around and hit a button and to download an app and give your information and 500 other people's information to somebody on the other side of the planet.
Exactly. And nowadays, people don't even think twice. They're putting in their information, they're putting in their phone number, their address. And then what happens is when you aggregate that data, you get all the data about them and everyone that they know. And so all of these social media applications and even the search engines, they know everywhere you go on that computer. They know where you're located physically.
Yep.
Why do people get, you know, advertisements when they're walking into a store that relate to the kind of store that they're walking into? It's because there's a geolocator, and that triggers the kind of ads they're going to get sent to their phone for the next 2 weeks.
Isn't it time, Hillary, isn't it time for us to quit worrying about AI and robots and start worrying about ourselves, what we're doing? Aren't we the first step at solving this problem, recognizing that we're in control of our of at least what we can do next? We can be in control of that by doing things like reading your book and listening to programs like this. We can become informed and make digital decisions like we've never made before. What do you think?
That's right. You're 100% right. You know, AI and robotics isn't something to be scared of. You know, they're creating, and AI just all AI is, when you say artificial intelligence, it's taking, you know, figuring out what would be the ethical steps, right?
Right.
And putting them into code so that they could occur and make things better. I mean, desensitizing a bomb in a field is something a robot is being created to do.
Right.
So, you know, people can't be afraid of it. And in fact, there's studies that show that as the robotic arms are used in basic manufacturing or packaging facilities, they actually end up hiring more workers.
That's exactly right.
And the jobs are better.
Absolutely. Hey, Hillary, I need your website, please.
BillionsLostBook.com.
All right. Will you come back? You got more to teach you. We got a lot more to talk about.
I'd love to come back anytime. Happy, healthy birthday and many more.
Thank you. Hillary Gamm, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called Billions Lost. I encourage you to check it out. I promise you, you'll be smarter when you do. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Remind you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.